Samuel Malyual was born in a refugee camp and arrived in Australia as a 12-year-old. Now 28, Mr. Malyual, of South Sudanese heritage, says he was in and out of trouble in his teens and had a range of what he calls regrettable experiences with police.
I've been beaten up in a cell, I've been called a n*** by a sergeant in a cell, and it's the worst feeling ever when a person with such authority scoops down to that level.
Now a diversity coordinator with the North Melbourne AFL club, Mr. Malyual says the only way to overcome the tense relationship is to increase diversity within police ranks.
The police will definitely learn from that person culture-wise. They would understand what these young kids go through and the background that they've come from.
And indeed, recruiting young men and women of African heritage is now a focus of the Victoria Police recruiting strategy. Official Victorian Police policy calls for what it terms a diverse workforce which represents the community. But the actual recruitment standard is the same for all applicants. The Melbourne-based African think tank's Dr. Berhan Ahmed says that is not the way to achieve the goal.
What is missing in that is the diversity, inclusion, lack of understanding. Building trust with police of communities is critical. Having the standard with one monoculture is not helping us move forward.
But Stuart Bateson, a commander in the Victorian Police Safer Communities and Crime Prevention Division, is adamant the entry standard will not differ for African applicants.
It's important that we maintain our standards, not only for the prosperity of the police force and the community, but also individuals. You know, policing can be a really taxing environment.
Dr. Ahmed coaches aspiring African officers in their entry applications for the police force. He's been advocating for greater cultural diversity on the force for more than a decade, and he laments the lack of progress.
They keep doing meetings and orientations. None materialized with an outcome. From the time we started, by now, we should have a significant number of diverse police in our street.
Commander Bateson says the challenge for the force is to increase its appeal among young African men and women.
First, you know, I think we really need to make sure that we're seen as an employer of choice. And that's something that, you know, we've got to work hand in hand with the community to establish.